Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A new plan could make automatic braking do even more at higher speeds to protect passengers when a driver fails to act. Jeff Gilbert has more from affiliate WWJ Detroit.
The proposed rules would require automatic emergency braking systems to prevent crashes at up to 50 miles per hour and pedestrian collisions at up to 37 miles per hour.
We could change a high-speed crash from a deadly one to a lower speed crash with minor injuries or just property damage.
Ann Carlson of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying this could save 360 lives a year.
The push is on in Washington to pass a debt ceiling deal. The full House of Representatives deals with it later today. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Democrats are going to make sure that the country does not default. Period. Full stop.
House Speaker McCarthy says he's confident the measure will pass despite a revolt by some in the GOP. As CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us, a NASA panel on unidentified objects is holding its first public meeting.
NASA calls them UAPs, or unidentified anomalous phenomena, in the sky, underwater, or in space. And collecting concrete data can be difficult.
There's a real stigma among people reporting events. We feel many events remain unreported. Commercial pilots, for example, are very reluctant to report anomalies.
Astrophysicist David Spergel says one of the goals of NASA is to remove that stigma.
We need high-quality data.
NASA's report is due out this summer.
Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. is working with its European partners on codes of conduct for AI technology. Correspondent Adriana Diaz reports there's controversy in Davenport, Iowa, with some still unaccounted for after a partial apartment building collapse.
Officials say two people may still be in the rubble. We spoke to Brandon Colvin Jr., who says that includes his dad.
Where was the apartment?
It was like at the top of where it all fell down, like right at the top. You can see his clothes hanging.
Do you feel the city is making every effort to find your dad?
No, I don't think they're making any efforts at all. Like, I don't feel they've done anything to try to find him.
Where there's smoke in parts of the eastern U.S., there's fire in Canada.
Helicopters are trying to douse the flames in Nova Scotia, where wildfires have forced at least 16,000 people to evacuate. And it's prompted air quality alerts along the U.S. East Coast, including for Delaware, Philadelphia, and most of Massachusetts.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. The Dow is down 211. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Keep counting at those stop signs, Alex, full stop, and doesn't go until she counts to five, McSweeney. Because you are a safe driver. And like most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So don't turn into an Alex rolling stop and goes whenever she wants, McSweeney. Because once an Alex full stop and doesn't go until she counts to five, McSweeney, always an Alex full stop. Well, you know the rest. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or for all agents.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 1st. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Highway Department in Wisconsin Rapids. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in the Multipurpose Room or by remote connection. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet from 1 to 2:30 at the Adams County Community Center. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center kicks off their Music on the Patio 2023 Summer Series on June 2nd. Come party on the patio with the Charlie and Howard Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $10 and includes one free drink. Kids 12 and under are free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 89. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 63, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ever?
That's so it goes. What do you think got me this job?
Boy. What do you think got me? Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a boycott on Chick-fil-A, but not from the side that you probably would have thought it would come from.
Yeah, tell me more.
I have talked in the past that I did not grow up with Chick-fil-A. By the time I was living in a place where Chick-fil-A was a thing, it was already I was very aware of their homophobia and being a conservative fast food chain restaurant. So because I had no, desire, because I didn't know what I was missing.
You had no skin in the game.
I had no skin in the game. I wasn't giving anything up because I never had it in the first place. It's never been hard to, when I have fast food, to not go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But I would say, for the left, this has been, if you're going to take a stand somewhere, you're like, oh, like if we pay, vote with your dollars or whatever. You're like, I'm not going to eat a Chick-fil-A. I'm going to eat at this other big corporation.
Church's chicken or whatever.
The thing that I love most about Chick-fil-A is the stories, true or not true, that if it ever is 3 sixes in a row in your receipt, they'll give you a penny back just so they don't print a receipt that says 666.
You know, that bothers me more than what they used to do.
What did they used to do?
They don't give to those charities anymore.
Oh.
They stopped doing it back in like 2019.
Because they're woke?
They're so woke. They're so woke. I mean, how woke are they, Kristen?
Well, they're so woke that is the new target after Target of some of these anti-woke
crusaders.
Yeah. And
there's
going to
be nothing left.
They're organized. I will say that, because to be fair, the boycotts that have been happening with Bud Light and Target and now maybe Chick-fil-A financially has had a bigger hit than things that I feel like we've seen in the past. Like, I feel like when Nike first partnered with Kaepernick, there was initial, bump of kids, people were burning their Nikes. It's like, that's like $150 down the drain, dude.
Yep.
But over time now, you've looked at the stock prices for Bud Light and even the stock prices for Target. Like, and the thing that's crazy about the Target thing is, like, they've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of these corporations, like the corporate pride stuff has been a thing for a while.
Yeah, this
now.
This is not a new thing.
But the trans thing is for them.
The trans thing is new. And so, and Chick-fil-A is not promoting They've not done an influencer deal with a trans influencer or actor. They are not selling, you know.
What did they do?
Tuck hiding chicken or whatever. And all they did was attempt to hire or just hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
That's the new devil.
That's the new devil.
Yep. I challenge any one of those individuals who wants to boycott Chick-fil-A to spell equity, inclusion, or diversity.
Speaking of spelling, we are going to have a spelling bee later in the show.
See
at 1:30.
Yeah. Just served it up.
Thank you. And I knocked it down.
The thing is Chick-fil-A has always been like, people were like, you don't understand how good it is. You like, it was built up for so long. I didn't have Chick-fil-A. I've had Chick-fil-A once in 2016 on my way to Colorado. My friend wanted to get some. I'm like, all right, fine. I tried one of his chicken nuggets. I'm like, these are fine at best.
What's your favorite chicken nugget?
Oh, McDonald's.
They're so good.
I don't know
what's in them, but they're so good.
They actually used to be very not meat, and a lot of vegetarians actually gave themselves like leeway on it because McDonald's was like, all white meat, all white chicken. And they're like, oh man, you took it away from us. It was like mostly soy. But yeah, I had a problem for a while. But point is, Chick-fil-A, I mean, I don't know, like, whatever. Welcome to the left, Chick-fil-A. 666, the mark of the devil.
And it's just, I mean, how do you justify, it's like how everything is just a circle. Like, if you get far enough to the left, you get to, like, authoritarianism. Yeah. And it's the people who, this all supposedly started because of cancel culture and the woke mob and going after people and you can't say what you want anymore and comedians being so, you know, like, oh, the freedom of speech and all this stuff. And now there is a contingent of people, a lot of whom are very online, who are the anti-woke mob that just glom on to whatever the du jour controversy is, mm-hmm. of someone going woke. And this is insane to me that basically it was this Twitter guy, I don't know who this is, Joey Manarino, tweeted out, we have a problem. Chick-fil-A just hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is bad. Very bad. I don't want to have to boycott. Are we going to have to boycott?
That says it right there. That says it right there. Boom. That statement says it right there. He doesn't know any better. So he has to look to other people to tell him what to do instead of just going, who cares? I'll move on. Maybe Joey, do you have a mortgage? Do you pay rent? Do you have taxes, kids, a job? You have to have something more important than this.
I know. And I mean, this comes at the tail end of the boycott of Bud Light after it had made a deal with Dylan Mulvaney. And then everything that's been going on with Target recently, as far as they've been pulling merchandise because these protesters are going into stores and confronting and being like violent or at least threatening to Target workers. North Face had a Pride ad. But like, are they just going to, what are they going to, I mean, everyone has Pride stuff. Like, Pride stuff isn't even, Pride is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Pride has not actually started yet.
Yeah. The thing though is that it's not about Pride. It's about what Pride now, Pride has always included trans
people. It's always included trans people. People have been here.
But I understand that.
I know you have. I'm preaching to the choir.
But now that trans out of the letters, the T is the most focused upon, anything that has to do with it, all of a sudden it's a problem now. They didn't care. Yeah, they didn't care that on June 1st everyone turned their logo, their corporate $1 million logo, into a Pride logo. But now, because all of a sudden it's just like what this Joey guy says, are we gonna have to, do we have to, I don't wanna, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, they don't know, they don't care, they're going with how they're told. And yes, the quote-unquote woke mob themselves, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are the same way. They're like, oh, they said this, okay, I don't like them anymore, they don't know any better, you know. It's, but like, they're really showing their tookuses on this one. It's just like, they're like pinballs. They're like pinballs. They're like, oh, Target, Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, what's next? What's next? It doesn't matter.
Well, and as you say, Greg, it's...
So angry.
Can't you think for yourself? Can't you make your own determination on whether or not you want to patronize this business for whatever reason? You need a group to side with you.
And honestly, like, it kind of goes into what we were talking about with Mike Wagner too, is these individuals who have these opinions are surrounding themselves with individuals. So, like, can you imagine if you said, well, I'm not going to boycott Chick-fil-A. All your friends who think about, like, have the opinion about Bud Light and Target, they're going to be like, excuse me? What do you mean? You know what I mean? Like, you're invested in this now because you surrounded yourself in this echo chamber. And now you just have no choice but to follow along. Because if you don't, then where's your people? Where are your people? Where's your tribe? Where's the group of people who...
Mm-hmm. They will ostracize you.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And then where are you? Eating lovely Chick-fil-A food at a Target while drinking a Bud Light. That's what you'll be doing.
All alone.
Like, seriously, like, three of just... Honestly, two. Can we just talk about, like Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, and Target?
I know.
I mean, we can do better, people.
And it's interesting because I think there, as we've talked about before, we talked about this last week. We talked about the beer war and all the Miller Lite stuff. It's like, the companies want to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason that they did any of this stuff in the first place is to make money. I'm sure part of the reason Chick-fil-A stopped donating to some of those causes is because they realized there was a market that they were not tapping into because of their reputation. And so, like, ultimately, if this far right, apparently organized group of people continue to have this much of an outsized impact on these big brands, like, are we going to see them get, like, all these kinds of campaigns and, like, these big corporations just get bullied into just staying mainstream? And, like, for representation, it's going to be, like, niche brands and up-and-coming brands that that's specifically, like, what their target market is. But, like, in the, you know, for many of us, the effort to, even if you roll your eyes at corporate pride, a lot of people, I would say, a lot of old elder gays who fought very hard, I've heard talk about, like, listen, the fact that we've gotten this far and this is where we're at, it might be annoying, but, like, this is incredible that this is, like, the biggest companies are even approaching this as a marketing campaign for them.
Yeah.
But, like, are they going to get bullied back into just, like, serve anything that, if it's not white and it's not straight, we can't risk it? Is that where we're going?
I mean, who knows? I mean, that's the thing is you got to see. Because, like, right now, I mean, when did the Bud Light thing happen? This happened.
That happened, like, a month and a half, 2 months ago. But it's still, I mean, it's been going.
It's been going. But I want to see how long it takes to correct that. Because it's about the correction. How long will that correction where people are like, eh, I'm good. Like I said.
Like, how much will be a blip on their five-year.
Exactly. Like,
earnings and stuff.
Yeah. Like I said last week, someone's going to be at a party and they're going to be sitting there and there's a beer and the only beer they have is Bud Light and they're going to go, yeah, whatever. And then that's when they let go and they move on to something else. They move on to
Chick-fil-A.
Complain about Chick-fil-A.
Chicken sandwiches, people.
Yeah, I know. It's insanity to me. And I just want to see, like, Subaru, a very, very supportive company of the queer community.
Lesbian
just
approved.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Just say, I dare you to say something. This is their logo. Subaru, I dare you.
I dare you. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also, we're getting prepared for our first ever Spelling Bee contest. I think you're going to like the theme. I'm interested to see how everyone's going to do. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Huron Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station down downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian William Parker on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
People ask me all the time what the word PLUS in our name, Quality Plus Printing, stands for. Well, P is for pride. We take pride in our work and in being your locally owned full-service printer. L is for the latest technology and equipment. U is for unbeatable value. And S is for superior customer service. Experience the PLUS on your next printing and design project. Quality Plus Printing. We'll get your words out. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And call us at 715-423-7440.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Clear for Civic.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madner. He is Greg Buck.
Hello!
On the air drums.
Oh, I just love air
drums.
You've
done a lot of air musicianing today.
Because Jane, for one thing, today's music has been exceptional, but Jane is always really good at music.
She's always really good
you
at music.
You take the time, you care, you put together a good playlist the entire time. And you make playlists worth air drumming toward.
Has there been a theme today that we're unaware of?
Not exactly.
What was your inspiration for today's music?
I have some B songs.
Okay.
Yeah. The song's
That song was Honey Bee by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
That's we're a heavy
talking
tune.
About the spelling bee.
We are going to talk about the spelling bee. That makes more sense.
I couldn't find any handy chicken music. I didn't realize we were going to do the chicken
Thank
discussion.
You for not playing the chicken dance.
I was just going to say, we missed the opportunity to play the chicken dance.
No.
I would have found something better than
Thank
that.
You very much.
I would have tried anyway.
Thank you. Thank
what's
you.
Your what's your beef with the chicken pants?
We banned that song from our wedding. We banned that song. We banned Celine Dion, Journey.
Why Celine Dion?
That was a practical joke against my mom.
Which Celine Dion song specifically did you not want to hear?
Yes.
All of them?
I don't like her.
Why?
I'm not a fan. But I would honestly, if my mom would have requested, it would have been fine. But we banned all Journey.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know another Journey song besides the one that we all sing?
Actually, okay, so this is how much of a dork I am. I know a lot of Journey songs because they used to be a progressive instrumental rock band before Steve Perry joined. They had 4 records, and they were pretty good. But then the rock industry was like, you need hits. And they were like, get this guy to sing. And they're like, I guess. So, but yeah. What are we talking about now? I blacked out.
We're moving into the spelling bee portion of today's show.
Okay.
Because currently, well, I think it's actually over. The quarterfinals are now officially over.
Yes.
They ended at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. So we probably could look up, and maybe we'll do this while we play the clip. There was one Wisconsin representative who made it to the quarterfinals, and we're going to look up and see if he's in the semifinals. But the semifinals air tonight at 8 p.m., the finals are tomorrow, and I love the spelling bee. I love the Scripps National Spelling Bee. How hard these kids work.
It's amazing.
How dedicated they are, how much they just love words. And I, you know, spell check is my friend. And I don't think they have spelling quizzes anymore.
In school?
In school. Like, I think my mom said that my younger cousins, who are quite a bit younger than me, that are still in school, like, just didn't have to do spelling tests anymore. And I certainly remember having to learn how to spell. I think it's a skill that, it's like a muscle. If you don't work out, now that I have everything always to tell me if I've spelled it wrong or not, I can, except, do you know when you spell something so wrong when you're texting that spell check doesn't even recognize it?
It's just shrugging at you.
Do Google Voice into into your Google search to say the word and then see how they spell it. And you go, oh, that's how that's spelled.
I lost, fourth grade, I lost the advancement place in the spelling bee because I lost in the word beautiful.
What'd you miss?
Beautiful.
I know, but what letter? How did you remember how you spelled it?
Let me think back 35 years ago.
All right, you think. But let's do a little shout out for our friend who is hopefully made it to the semifinals, but we'll look up and see if he did or not.
And representing the state of Wisconsin and our only speller from the state this year is Aiden Wajuya Kulskuria.
Bahuvihi. B A H U V R I H I. Bahuvihi.
Correct.
Bahuvrihi, of course.
I know that. I literally, because so for the spelling bee that we're going to do next, I looked up some of the words that the finalists had to spell last year. And I was like, this isn't even going to be fun. Because none of us would spell these words right. Like,
they're
at all.
So hard.
Some of them don't even know their words.
And he made the semifinals.
He did.
He did. Aiden from, he's a seventh grader from Madison.
Yeah.
And he's made the semifinals. So now we have someone to root for tonight.
You know, they could put his last name in the spelling bee and no one would be able to spell it.
I love his last name.
His last name is spelled Wijayakulasuria.
It's a dandy. And
Wijayakulasuria.
And the sound, by the way, was from courtesy of TMJ4.
So. Yes, thank you, TMJ4. So representing the state of Wisconsin. Way to go, Aiden. So we'll have to check that out tonight to see if he makes it to the finals. But at least for now, in honor of the National Script Spelling Bee, when we come back from this break, we are going to do a Wisconsin-themed spelling bee. And I am going to be the moderator.
Which seems unfair.
Because I'm the host of this show.
And she makes the rules.
And I make the rules. Jane's in charge of the phones, and there's producer rules there.
I get nothing.
I get to be the moderator of our Wisconsin-themed spelling bee. And we're going to be joined by Tyler Menz, local comedian, who is going to be with us on the other side of this. And we'll just see. I think everyone will be a winner. Especially if everyone like gets the first one wrong immediately, then everyone just has to keep playing because it's a 15-minute segment. So so stick around. When we come back, we're going to have a spelling bee. Let's see how many you in your head think you could get right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92. The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 89. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 63, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
You got a raise. You got a promotion.
You got a promotion, but that's a title change.
Yeah, you used to just be like...
A little pay bump, too.
Yeah, you'd be intern. You started as an intern at Big Dumb Idiot.
Hey, listen, from the ground up, baby. I'm here to stay. I'm a company man.
So what did it take... What did Greg promise you to come on live radio and flex your spelling muscles?
I can answer that. The greatest payment for any comedian. Exposure!
Exposure. Exposure. Yeah. No, Greg texted me. I was like, yeah, I'm around.
Let's do it. This is, we were playing with this all morning. I was like, I want to do a spelling bee. I don't know, because I don't know if people are going to be willing to call in and put themselves on the spot. So oh, okay. So I'm going to make the two who have to be here do it, and then we'll get another big dumb idiot to do it.
Oh, that's not going away soon.
So, so basically, what we're going to do, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 words that are either Wisconsin places, Wisconsin things, that certainly are hard enough to pronounce, but let's see if we can actually spell them. And I think we'll just go around the horn. So whoever spells the most correctly will win.
I have this.
So you don't get kicked out like a normal spelling bee, because yeah, we don't just need one person spelling everything and then have no winner.
Okay, I have a style question.
Okay.
Can I write it down as I'm spelling it?
Sure, this is radio. Okay. They don't know.
Well, because it just helps me.
And so you can write it down while you're spelling it. Okay. You can also steal. So I think if we're going to start with Greg, since I'm looking straight at Greg. So if Greg gets the first one wrong, Jane, steal it from Greg.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, Tyler can steal it from you. And if he gets it wrong, then the word's dead.
Sounds
and then
good.
We'll move on to the next word.
Okay.
I get to kill the words, guys.
But then, or vice versa. If Tyler doesn't get a word right, Greg can steal it. And we'll go in that. What is for me counterclockwise and on the live stream right now? No, is clockwise, not counterclockwise. All right. Greg Bach.
Yeah. Hi.
Number one.
Oh, God. Now I'm scared.
Poniatowski.
What?
Poniatowski.
I hate you.
It's an unincorporated community in Marathon County.
I hate that I ever helped you with this. Poniatowski?
I don't think you gave me this one. This
no,
is
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Poniatowski.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm going to Poniatowski.
Give me the origin.
Probably Ojibwe.
Dead air, everyone.
I know.
We're figuring it
out. Poniatowski. I know this is P-A-W.
Sorry. Jane, do you know?
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay.
P-O-N-A-T-O-W-S-K-I.
Say it again.
P-O-N-A-T-O-W-S-K-I.
You're really close, but no.
Oh.
Tyler, do you want to try?
Jane, spell it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't want mine?
P-O-N. Tosky. Wait, can I ask the origin of the word?
I don't know what the origin is. I think I'm assuming, as most of our
Polish
city names are, it's
shut up.
It's one of the tribes that are native to Wisconsin. Okay.
All right, we're gonna go. I thought it ended in ski. I was like,
it does.
Oh, okay, so here we go. Poniatowski. P O N W. No. P O N P O N A. No, it's P-O-N-U.
If you could be watching the live stream right now.
Oh, my God. I don't know why you asked me to do this, Greg.
This is hard.
P-O-N-U.
Okay.
All right. We're
O-W-S-K-I.
No. It's P-O-N-I-A. T-O-S-T-O-W-S-K-I.
I feel like, Jane, for when we do things like this, you need to have the prices right.
Music in the background. So we don't have it totally dead air. All right, Jane, we're going to start with the next one with you. So okay. Everyone's at zero.
All right.
Muskellunge. Muskellunge is our state fish. I was looking at all of our state symbols as potential, but most of them are not hard to spell. So then I was like, oh, maybe I'll do the actual like scientific word. But this one is the scientific word. This is actually our state fish is a muskellunge.
Okay. I will go with M-U-S-K-E-L-L-U-N-G-E.
Woo! Jane's on the board.
I know my fish.
You know your fish.
I know my fish.
All right, Tyler, you're up. Wyawega. It's a city.
Wyawega. W. E. I. W. E. G. A.
Unfortunately, no. Greg, no. Greg for the steal.
Wyawega. W. E. I. A. W. A. G. A.
No.
All right.
Jane?
Wyawega. W-E-Y-A-W-E-G-A.
Say it.
W-E-Y-A-W-E-G-A.
You're missing a U?
I'm missing a U.
There,
where
yeah.
is the U?
Wow, we're really, this is really hard. This is way harder than I thought it was going to be. There's a, oh. It's W-E-Y-A-U-W-E-G-A.
Well, that's up at night. I'll be all right, lying wide awake.
Who started with the, who started that word?
That was me.
Tyler did.
All right, so you should be able to get this one.
Didn't I start with? Oh, yeah, we're in three now. Oh, yeah,
we're back. So oh, we're, oh. Jane's, Jane has one. Leinenkugel. Leinenkugel's, this is obviously the beer, up in Chippewa, originally from Chippewa Falls, now part of Molson Coors.
I'm going to get this wrong on one letter. I know it.
Okay.
L-E-I-N-E-N-K-U-G-E-L.
You got it.
Ah!
Well
Greg
done.
Bach on the board.
I Whoa. Did it.
Well done.
All right, Jane.
Yeah. Okay.
Antetokounmpo. As in Giannis.
A-N-N-T-E-T-A-K-O-U-M-P-O.
Did you say A-N-N?
A-N-N.
No.
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 Okay.
Tyler, for the steal?
A-N-T-E-N-T-A-K-U-M-P-O.
Say it again.
A-N-T-E-N-T-A-K-U-M-P-O.
No.
Over to you, Greg.
Over to you, Greg.
Q. 4-8 ampersand. I don't know. I know. That one I can't do. That.
It's A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
Oh, there's that tricky N in there, too.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Where's our Jack Black song when we need it? Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo. We love you.
You.
All right. Who's up?
Tyler, I believe.
Tyler.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Camouflage.
Oh, yeah. So easy.
For camouflage.
We need him on the board.
Camouflage. C-A-M-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
Say it one more time.
C-A-M-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
Unfortunately, no.
Man, I'm striking out.
Greg Bach for the steal.
C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Say it one more time.
C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Got it.
Well done.
All right, Greg's got
Ari, he's up two.
Jane's got one. Tyler, we're going to get you on the board, I promise. All right, Jane. Trampolo.
Ooh.
The city.
T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U.
Say it one more time. Slower.
T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U.
Ooh.
I missed it by one.
You missed it by one.
Ah!
Tyler for the steal?
This is a French word. Trempolo, probably.
Yeah.
Trempolo County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like by the Mississippi.
I'd like some butter on my trempolo.
Trempolo. T-R-E-M-P-E. A-L-E-A-U?
Woo! Tyler's on the board!
Dude! Trampolo! You got Trampolo!
Trampolo, yeah.
Impressive.
Tyler Trampolo.
All right. We don't have many left, but I'm going to give you this one, Greg.
Okay.
Or no. Who just started that one?
Jane
I started.
Jane
started.
So it's Tyler. Tyler. Yeah. Kinnickinnick.
Oh,
God.
How many N's in Kinnickinnick?
I should know. I go two blocks down the street and find out. I got to write it down.
Okay.
This is
like so impressive that these kids do it without, because they can't write it down when they're up there.
No.
And just to be able to sit there and visually think about what it looks like.
And see it in their heads.
Because these are words, you know, a lot of us have seen these. Well, maybe some of the Trempolo and Poniatowski, I have not been to those towns, if I'm being totally honest.
Worked with Bob Poniatowski.
But Kinnickinnick in Milwaukee, we see a lot.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
And Adetokunbo we see a lot. And then you're like, wait, I've never thought about how to actually spell those words. All right, you got it, Tyler?
Kinnikinnik. KK. That's how we say it, right?
That's how you spell it, KK.
That's how you spell it, KK. K and K. No, Kinnikinnik. K-I-N-N-I-C-K-I-N-N-I-K.
Oh!
So close.
So close. Greg, you want to steal it?
K-I-N-N-I-C-K-I-N-N-I-C.
Got it.
Well done. Wow. Greg
it's just
Kinnik.
Kinnik, yeah. Kinnik.
Greg is crushing
Does anyone else, when you spell Mississippi, still go M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I in your head? Or is that just me?
I've heard people say M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I, like when they say it like that. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
I think we only have one more, and you just stole that one, right?
I did.
So we're going to end on this one. Since you gave it to me this morning.
Hey, I won't remember it now.
Diarrhea, which is associated to Wisconsin based on our diet.
Yeah, this is my own.
You planted this one, too.
Okay, yeah, I can't spell the word.
Diarrhea.
Sure, cool.
You got it?
Is it me starting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. D-I-A-R-R-E-A-H. Adetokunbo.
We love you. All right, Jane, for the steal.
Oh, man. D-I-R-R-E-A-H?
No. Tyler for the steal? Tyler has kids, so I feel like maybe he has a better chance of it. He's seen a lot more diarrhea than we have lately.
Tyler's a working comic.
Say Tyler has diarrhea. That
would have been. I was going to say, Tyler's a working comic. He's
diarrhea. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
H-E-A?
H-E-A.
Yes, Tyler got it.
Way to go.
All right. Well, on that note, Greg got 3.
Incredible.
Tyler got 2. Jane got 1.
I'm a failure.
You're not a failure at all. That was way harder than expected. That was hard.
And I'm like.
All right. Well, the couple minutes we have left, Tyler, since you're here, anything, any shows coming up you want to plug where people can come check you out?
Yeah, I've got Voyager every second Tuesday of the month at Landmark Lane in Milwaukee.
Historic.
That's a fun. Historically, and Moon Room of Landmark Lanes. It's a fun half stand-up, half improv. So it's one of the fun ones in the city. And then on the 22nd, I will be in Waukesha at Maddie's, opening for my good friend Johnny Beaner. So
fun! Nice. Well, we will send me those dates, and I'll add it to our show notes for today. But thank you for putting yourself out there. And Everyone's a winner, like I said. But Tyler Benz, thank you so much for playing with us.
Thanks, you big dummy.
Glad I got diarrhea. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. All right, when we come back, we will talk about who was at the Laughing Tap this weekend and wrap up today's show. Stick around.
Follow me for the changes. Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo. 1, 2, 3. Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah. Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approach.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, they'll be standing in lines.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and he is Greg Bach. And Greg, who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
The one, the only Jackie Cation, South Milwaukee's own Jackie Cation. Jackie has been on Two Dope Queens. She's been on The James Corden Show. She has done Conan. She is an amazing workhorse of a comedian. Has two great podcasts, The Jackie and Lori Show. We just had Lori Kilmartin.
Mm. Oh, they do the podcast together.
They do the podcast together. And then she has her own podcast called The Dork Forest, where people come on and talk about things they're dorky about. And I believe, Jane, we have a clip.
We do. Take a listen.
An amazing show. This is what I look like, you guys. I have always looked like this, some version of this, since I was a China child, which is either your favorite aunt or someone who is going to call the cops for no reason. Not a reason. I am also a she-her. That's what this is. This is a she-her, you guys. I have seen it done better. I have made peace with it. But here's the thing. This is a she-her. Some people are a he-him, right? And other people are a they-them. Have you heard about it? It's the greatest idea in the world, the they-them. First, it's just people who want to be people first, right? Because it doesn't have anything to do with sexy times, right? It isn't for who you want to squish with, right? It's all just how you want to be treated like a person, right? Now, I'm a she-her. Some people are he-him. Some people are a they-them. I love a they-them for so many reasons. When I was a little girl, and I was, I didn't mind it. I did not mind it, but I didn't always want to be a little girl, right? Because this is gender, right? Sometimes I wanted to be a little boy, and sometimes I wanted to be an adult woman. And for two solid years, I wanted to be Snoopy.
I mean, it's just, she's fantastic. I mean, she's wonderful. She's super nice. Like I said, South Milwaukee's pride. And she will be at the Laughing Tap for four shows this weekend. Two Friday, two Saturday. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I won't be there.
I know, because you're going to be performing in Chicago.
I know. I'll be at the Den Theater.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, I'll have
Do
a
you get nervous?
Not really. Like, the most nervous I've been in recent times when I did a show at Lakefront Brewery, and that was because all my coworkers were there.
Mm.
And they were like, "We're so excited to see you." I'm like, "Oh God, I hope you think I'm funny." But generally, I don't get super nervous. I'll have a little bit of some butterflies, but as soon as I get on stage and I make them laugh once, that's it. Yeah. I'm good. I'm done. And then it's just on for the rest of my set.
Yeah.
But I've also done the Den Theater too. I did it last June. I'll be opening once again for Hari Kondabolu, hosting four shows with Sabine Sadiq featuring. So if you live in the Chicago area, you're hearing this, come down to the Chicago area. Den Theater, four shows as well. If you want to go see Jackie Cation, Laughing Tap, it's gonna be great. We're gonna have a great time. I'm sad to miss it, but she will have a blast.
I just love the fact that she's from South Milwaukee, and I know that we have local comics, but I think we tend to forget and just assume that everyone funny is from one of the coasts.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Just not true.
Nope. Does she still live in Milwaukee?
No, she lives in LA.
Okay.
You gotta be where the work is.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, exactly. She's lived in LA for a long time. She's from South Milwaukee. She went to Madison, then she moved to Minnesota. That's where she started comedy in Minnesota. Then she moved to LA, but she still comes back to Wisconsin quite a bit, and she has a lot of roots and a lot of family here. So, you know, it's definitely worth saying, you know, she's one of us.
Support the dorky.
Yep. Oh yeah. She is just, yeah.
The dork forest. Yep. I think that's that. I think I might have great to add that to my, my roundup.
I think she's somewhere around like 600 or 700 episodes.
Oh wow.
She's been doing it for a long time.
That's really fun.
So yeah. So Jackie Cation, going to be awesome. Get your tickets.
How much are those tickets, Greg?
Those tickets are only $20 with
what?
Zero drink minimum. And hey, if you're not doing anything tonight, folks, we have the open mic as well. You want to come see some people working on material? You want to do material for the first time ever? Are you a comic who wants to try some new jokes? Laughing Tap tonight. 6 p.m. we open. 7 p.m. the sign up goes out. 7:30 show starts.
How many people do you average for the open mic?
On the list or period?
How many people get up on average?
Anywhere between usually 25 to 45.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
How late are you there?
Well, we start at 7:30, and if we have... Like, we've only done 45 people once. It's only happened once. Everyone got 4 minutes. So we're 2.5 hours or so. I mean, it's what you do.
No, I know. I mean, that is. But I'm impressed that many people in Milwaukee are out and being like, let's practice.
And what was great is, like, we get people from Chicago and Madison and visiting comics coming through. And it's just a nice way to meet people and to, you know, connect and... Sometimes you get some not so great people getting on stage, but you know what? They are far outweighed by the ones who, if they're not good at what they do, they're trying hard and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, the Laughs on Tap open mic tonight at whole thing starts at 7:30. But if you want to sign up, I tell you now, get there at like 6:30 when we open, because that sign up goes fast. Mm-hmm. Like by 7:05, we're 20 deep.
Whew.
Yeah.
Wow. And just a great place to go and look at the process. I just think the whole process of writing comedy and testing out jokes, and it's a craft.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's and also speaking of, I just want to really quick before we have to get out of here. I just finished the Liberal Rednecks Manifesto, written in part by Corey Forrester,
who was on the show.
He and Trey Crowder, as well as Drew Morgan, they wrote a book together in 2016. I just got it on the Audible recently. I listened to it. Super fun.
Very good.
Very good.
I highly recommend.
And get the Audible version. Get the audiobook, because you get to listen to them talk.
Yeah.
With their thick accents. And they talk about that a lot, and I love it. So.
Well, great. Well, and also, side note, if you ever want to do a tour at Lakefront Brewery.
That's true.
I can now highly recommend. I don't know how you would do this, because I knew that it was going to be a tour with you, because I have your phone number and I can text you. But it's not announced who your tour guide is going to be.
No, it's not.
But if you can be lucky enough to get Greg Bach as your tour guide at Lakefront Brewery, highly recommend.
I'll tell
you. My parents were laughing very hard.
Which is good, because your father, he's very stoic looking.
Very stoic looking, very tall.
Very, very tall.
But yeah, he was
after the whole thing was done, he came up to me and said, "I'm Kristen's father." I'm like, "I know, sir."
a lot alike.
Yeah, and your mom gave us great compliments on the show, and it was fun. And we had a good time. I'm glad the four of you came out.
Yeah.
And it was great to see you.
It was very fun. So I highly recommend checking out the Lakefront Brewery tour if you have not done that yet, and if you can happen to get Greg as your guide. Even better. All right. Well, that'll about do it for us today. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday at 11. But Monday, we're going to be here at 10. So two more 3-hour shows. That's it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.